Through Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Through Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Illuminating our path to what is right. Illuminating our path to what is right.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to the program of Madani Channel, Quranic Insights. In the previous episode, we discussed the topic of well-wishing for people. From Surah Ali Imran, we explored the concept of well-wishing, its importance, the passion our pious predecessors had for it, the contributions of Islam to the welfare of people, and various forms of well-wishing. In today's episode, we will explore another important topic from Surah Ali Imran, the excellences of doing favors for others. We'll discuss what it means to do a favor, the significance of this noble act, and the greatest favor from Allah Almighty. We'll also discuss different types of favors and the various ways we can extend kindness to others. Additionally, we'll touch on the virtues of Surah Ali Imran and share some meaningful Islamic invocations. The Holy Prophet ﷺ has said, "Indeed, Allah Almighty has appointed an angel at my grave who has the ability to hear the voices of all creation. Until Judgment Day, whenever someone recites durood upon me, the angel presents that person's name and his father's name to me, saying, 'So and so, the son of so and so, has recited durood upon you.'" Sallu alal habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers, doing a favor is a noble attribute. A person who does a favor is a benefactor, and a benefactor is a beloved bondsman of Allah Almighty. In Surah Ali Imran, Allah Almighty highlights this by proclaiming in verse number 134, "Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin." Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and Allah loves the righteous. Those who do favors are blessed with the love of Allah Almighty. Indeed, Allah Almighty is with those who do good. As stated in the Holy Quran, verse 128 of Surah An-Nahl, "Inna Allaha ma'al ladhina ittaqaw wal ladhina hum muhsinun." Translation from Kanzul Irfan, "Indeed, Allah is with those who fear and those who are virtuous." Dear viewers, the term ihsan, which makes a person beloved to Allah Almighty, means goodness. Performing good deeds is called ihsan, and treating someone with kindness is also referred to as ihsan or a favor. The word ihsan carries a specific meaning. When we purify our intentions from any self-interest and make them purely for Allah Almighty, this reflects the highest level of obedience. Therefore, ihsan actually signifies making our intentions entirely pure for Allah Almighty, which we achieve by performing good deeds in accordance with the sunnah in both belief and action. In a broader sense, ihsan means doing a favor to others. According to the Holy Quran and blessed hadith, ihsan is the quality of treating others with kindness. A person can do a favor to himself, his subordinates, family, relatives, and society as a whole. Doing a favor is one of the foundational principles of Islam, and we are commanded to treat others with kindness in every situation and matter. Allah Almighty proclaims in Verse 90 of Surah An-Nahl. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى. Translation from Kanzul Irfan. Allah commands justice and virtue and giving to relatives. Dear viewers, Ihsan means goodness in every aspect of life, both for this world and the hereafter. This includes actions like salah, fasting, zakah, conversations, business dealings, and more. Treating people with kindness and respect is a form of ihsan. It's important to approach every righteous and permissible action with excellence. Even in challenging situations, such as when a disagreement between spouses leads to divorce, Islam instructs us to handle the separation with grace and kindness. It is proclaimed in the Holy Quran, verse 241 of Surah Al-Baqarah, وَلِلْمُطَلَّقَاتِ مَتَاعٌ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ حَقًّا عَلَى الْمُتَّقِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and for the divorced woman, there is maintenance in compliance with the Sharia. This is incumbent upon the righteous. Similarly, when engaging in buying and selling, businessmen must adopt kindness, mercy, and a deep sense of responsibility toward fellow Muslims, and always be mindful of Allah Almighty. They should avoid taking impermissible profits, a practice that has unfortunately become common in our time. Businessmen should refrain from hoarding and overpricing, remembering that Allah Almighty is aware of their intentions, words, and actions. It's important to keep in mind that all Muslims are brothers, and a true Muslim desires for his brother what he desires for himself. Therefore, it is essential for business people to seek only permissible profits and to treat others with kindness and fairness. Dear viewers, beyond interactions with people, Islam also guides us to be kind. Even in situations like slaughtering animals or dealing with harmful creatures, the beloved Prophet ﷺ said, Allah Almighty has made it obligatory to treat everything with kindness. So when you need to kill something, do it in the best way possible. When you slaughter an animal, do it kindly. Sharpen the knife well and ensure the animal is comfortable. Dear viewers, those who perform acts of kindness receive the support, care, mercy, and generosity of Allah Almighty. It is only those who show kindness who are blessed with Allah Almighty's love. Allah Almighty proclaims in verse 195 of Surah Al-Baqarah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, indeed Allah loves those who do good. Such individuals receive blessings in this world and the hereafter, and they are the ones who achieve the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty says in verses 15 and 16 of Surah Az-Zariyat, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونٍ آخِذِينَ مَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَٰلِكَ مُحْسِنِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, the pious will be in gardens and springs, taking what their Lord granted them. Indeed, they were virtuous before this. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدْ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Allah Almighty has bestowed countless favors upon all of His creation, which we can see all around us. Performing acts of favor is a highly esteemed action, greatly beloved by Allah Almighty. The beloved Prophet ﷺ said, Allah Almighty is the ultimate benefactor and deeply values acts of kindness towards all creation. An act of goodness, whether toward Allah Almighty or His creation, is truly remarkable. The beauty of such actions is boundless, and the rewards for those who show kindness are limitless in the court of Allah Almighty. As Allah Almighty proclaims in verse 60 of Surah Ar-Rahman, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. translation from Kanzul Irfan, is the reward of virtue anything but virtue? Dear viewers, all creation in the heavens and the earth is under the authority of Allah Almighty and relies on Him entirely. Every part of the universe depends on Allah Almighty, not only for its existence, but also for its continued survival. This universal dependence on Allah Almighty is a testament to His glory. Consider an aquarium. It showcases the magnificence of Allah Almighty's power. The vibrant colors of the fish are so extraordinary that no one could ever replicate them. Similarly, look at the splendor of parrots. Their stunning colors highlight the perfection and majesty of their Creator. Allah Almighty has bestowed a remarkable favor upon humanity by creating everything in the world to serve us and making the natural world subordinate to our needs. Allah Almighty proclaims in verse 29 of Surah Al-Baqarah, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُم مَّا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, it is He who created everything in the earth for you. Allahu Akbar. In another place, He Almighty has said in verse 20 of Surah Luqman, أَلَمْ تَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, did you not see that Allah has set in motion whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth for you? Despite bestowing countless bounties, Allah Almighty does not explicitly list all of His favors. Instead, He briefly mentions His bounties and emphasizes in verse, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and were you to count the blessings of Allah, you will not be able to enumerate them. In this blessed verse, Allah Almighty briefly references His bounties without detailing every aspect. However, there is one particular favor that Allah Almighty highlighted with great emphasis in the Holy Quran. This special favor was granted at a time when humanity had lost its way, resorting to oppression and brutality. People were ready to kill over minor disputes and considered daughters as ill omens, even burying them alive. In such a dark era, Allah Almighty sent the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam to guide people out of ignorance and disbelief. And this was a tremendous favor. Emphasizing the significance of this favor, Allah Almighty proclaimed in the Holy Quran, verse 164 of Surah Ali Imran, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, indeed Allah bestowed a great favor upon the believers when He sent to them a messenger. This favor of Allah Almighty that He bestowed upon His bondsmen is truly His greatest bounty. In fact, this is the ultimate bounty, as everything is by virtue of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, there are essentially two types of favor. Number one, the favor directed toward the Creator. And number two, the favor granted to creation. The favor directed toward the Creator. A person should strengthen his connection with Allah Almighty by faithfully following His commandments and establishing a sincere bond through righteous actions. In the blessed hadith, the lowest and highest levels of devotion to Allah Almighty are described. The highest level is to worship and obey Allah Almighty with such deep conviction that it feels as though you are directly beholding Allah Almighty. If one cannot reach this level, the minimum standard is to firmly believe that Allah Almighty is watching you. With this belief, a person will worship with full attention, ensuring that both the outward rituals and the inward humility and devotion are performed with care. Favor granted to creation, the second type of favor. Showing favor to the creation of Allah Almighty means treating others with goodness, kindness, and politeness, while also demonstrating affection and compassion. In the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty highlights this as a form of justice, proclaiming in verse 90 of Surah An-Nahl, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, Allah commands justice and virtue. The level of favor is higher than that of justice. Justice means giving someone his due rights without any shortfall and receiving one's own rights from others. Favor, on the other hand, means giving others more than their due, willingly accepting less than what you are owed, or forgiving your own rights altogether. Similarly, justice involves taking revenge in proportion to the harm done to you, while favor means forgiving the wrong done to you and extending kindness to the person who wronged you. Likewise, responding to someone's righteousness and goodness with equal kindness is justice, while going beyond and showing even more goodness is a favor. Dear viewers, there are many ways to show kindness to the creation of Allah Almighty. Let's explore some of them together. Financial favor. It means that a person uses his wealth to help others. This includes supporting those in financial need, giving charity and zakah, and spending on relatives as well as the destitute and needy. Favor through the gift of knowledge. This involves sharing what you know with others in a way that benefits them. This can be done through teaching in both general and specialized sessions. Even in a brief gathering, offering some knowledge is a favor. Teaching others is always an act of kindness, no matter the setting. A physical favor. This includes offering someone a ride, helping them load their belongings into your vehicle, or providing directions. The beloved Prophet ﷺ said, allowing someone to ride in your conveyance or helping them load their belongings onto it is an act of charity. Therefore, assisting someone, helping load their belongings onto your vehicle, and similar acts are all ways to show kindness to the creation of the Almighty. Dear viewers, remember, helping others is a fundamental need for us all. By benefiting others, we open ourselves to countless reward. For example, providing water to a thirsty person can earn us a place in paradise. Even a short walk to visit someone who is sick can create a dwelling for us in paradise. If we provide a shroud for someone, we'll be rewarded with a garment of paradise. If we comfort someone, Allah Almighty will clothe us with the garment of taqwa and shower His mercy upon us in the world of souls. Dear viewers, helping others is a need for us. When we benefit others, we ultimately receive rewards in our own book of deeds. Doing good to others brings us personal benefit. Allah Almighty has proclaimed in verse 7 of Surah Bani Israel, إِنْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, if you do good, then you will only do good for yourselves. Allah Almighty also commanded us to do good to others. It is proclaimed in Surah Al-Qasas, verse number 77, وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and do good just as Allah has bestowed goodness upon you. Therefore, we should always be kind and do favors for others, while ensuring we preserve the value of our good deeds by not boasting about them. Allah Almighty proclaims in verse 264 of Surah Al-Baqarah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُبْطِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَىٰ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, O you who believe, do not nullify your charities through speaking of favors done and causing offense. Therefore, those who do good and show kindness to others should avoid mentioning their favors, ensuring their good deeds are not diminished. Dear viewers, living together is a fundamental need for every person. Since we all benefit and support one another in various ways. This mutual kindness calls for us to be loyal to our benefactors and to repay their kindness with goodness. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to do good and show kindness to others, and protect us from diminishing our good deeds by boasting about our favors. Dear viewers, we've discussed the topic from Surah Ali Imran, focusing on the excellences of doing a favor to others. Now let's hear about the virtues of Surah Ali Imran as we conclude our episode. Dear viewers, there are many virtues in reciting Surah Ali Imran. This chapter will provide shade like a cloud for its reciters and intercede on their behalf on Judgment Day. Sayyidina Nawas ibn Sam'an radiallahu anhu narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "On Judgment Day, the Holy Quran and those who follow its teachings will be brought forward. Leading them will be Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran." Subhanallah. Sayyidina Nawas radiallahu anhu states, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam provided three memorable examples for these chapters that I still remember vividly. He sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "Both chapters are like two clouds or two canopies, between which there is light, or like two rows of birds. They will intercede for their reciters." In addition to the benefits mentioned in the blessed hadith for reciting Surah Ali Imran, if a person recites its last verses at night, he will be rewarded as if he had worshipped throughout the entire night. Similarly, it is mentioned in a blessed hadith that reciting Surah Ali Imran on Friday brings special blessings. Dear viewers, in addition to its eternal benefits, reciting Surah Ali Imran also brings worldly advantages. For instance, if a debtor recites Surah Ali Imran 7 times daily, insha'Allah, he will be relieved of his debt, and Allah Almighty will provide him with sustenance from the unseen. Dear viewers, in today's episode, we explored the concept of Ihsan, its significance, the greatest favor of Allah Almighty upon us, the different types of favor, and various ways to show kindness. We also discussed the virtues of Surah Ali Imran. May Allah Almighty accept our endeavors. Inshallah, we will be back in the next episode with a new topic. Keep watching Madani Channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Through Quranic insight we gain wisdom's light Through Quranic insight we gain wisdom's light Illuminating our path to what is right Illuminating our path to what is right